This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If at any time you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And I want to tell you something, friends. There's a whole lot of that going on all over the country, letting everybody else do the thinking for them rather than educating themselves to know the difference for themselves. Folks, a lot of comments right now, even on big tech, on social media platform right now, people talking about, I can't share your content. Others are complaining about big tech companies such as YouTube and Facebook and Twitter, and rightfully so. Google's another one of them. And it's interesting because right now I'm actually going back and forth with an attorney right now who's trying to almost justify the stance of big tech companies, saying that there's no law that actually stands in on the behalf of the American people to stop what the big tech companies are doing. And I said to him, I said, since when did big tech become the arbiter to decide different of right and wrong? That's not their job. I said, I thought that was the job of the law. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It's called common law in America. I said, you need to make distinction between policy, which undermines the U.S. Constitution, and law. Because when I look at the Bill of Rights, which I have in front of me right now, Amendment 1, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, the Christian religion. Though others are afforded asylum here in America, it still falls to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That's why they are coming to America, so they can partake of the blessing and the promises that God bestowed upon his faithfuls. It says, or prohibiting the stopping thereof, the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right that God gave us of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. What's happening all across the boards? America, you're under attack. Big tech companies are doing their best to suppress everything that counters and anyone that counters their narrative. You should be asking questions. You should be complaining about what's going on here. And I want to revert back just a little bit to my conversation that I'm having with attorneys. Friends, you need to understand that attorneys win either way. See, but what these attorneys fail to understand is that their children are going to eat the fruit of what they tolerate as well. Rather it be the blessing or the curse, Yubal or Gerizim, which is found in the book of Deuteronomy. America, if you want justice, I'm telling you right now, you're going to have to be the ones to bring it. Because we have a system of indulgence that is raping us every step of the way. Why do we need, when we're violated by big tech companies, why do we need to go hire an attorney to stand in front of a judge that's to make reference to law? That's his job. That's what a judge does. That's all they do is discover and apply the law that's already written. and go to a judge and tell them, listen, these big tech companies, they're violating my free speech. They're trying to set a narrative that's subversive to American government. And when I make reference to the Bible or the Constitution, they want to silence me, judge. The judge should at that point intervene and tell the big tech companies to back off. And if you don't, this is going to be the consequence. What's happening? Just the exact opposite. When you read Isaiah 59, you'll then understand why judgment is completely turned upside down on its head. It's completely backwards, friends. Do you realize big tech companies such as Facebook and YouTube and Google and Twitter and Yahoo and the mainstream media at large, do you realize that they are subversive to American government? Did you guys realize that they're trying to set a narrative that is, well, let's take it for what it is. They're trying to Europeanize America. And the way that they do that is they set policy to undermine the U.S. Constitution. This is why they're empowering groups, friends, as political battering rams to upend your Constitution, because they want to implement a government that is foreign to who we are. A better way of saying it, they're attacking our U.S. Constitution. They're attempting to tear it down, okay? And recreate one in their own ungodly one global image. That's what they're doing right now. This doesn't apply to just Bradley Dean or Tim Brown or the Sons of Liberty Radio.com or anybody else that's making you aware of what the law states. This applies to every single one of us. If we want justice, America, I said justice, lawful justice, okay? If we want justice, we're going to have to bring it. I want to make people aware, namely those that have had their head stuck in the sand far too long. Your God-given rights are under attack. They've been under attack. If you're waiting for the revolution, I want to tell you something. It's already started. It started a long time ago. Where have you been? And it's not enough for one or two or three or four or five to stand up and fight the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. It's for all of us to stand up and do the right thing. What comes to my aid right now is Bug's Life. Do you remember when Hopper kept coming over and stealing the harvest of those ants? And there was one individual that had the internal fortitude to stand up against Hopper and actually take it to him and stand up against his acts of tyranny. Who was that? Who was that, Judah? What's that? Oh, Flick! Flick! Flick is the one that stood up. And see, when the people stood together, friends, it's a great parable. It truly is. Under God, when the people stood together under the law, friends, and they began to stare down their tyrants to their face and take back their government, I'll tell you what, we're going to get a whole different response. Because people, I want to give you an encouraging word right now. You need to understand that the media is trying to belittle the voice of the American people. They're constantly trying to belittle it. They're constantly censoring our speech, our voice. They're constantly expunging and extracting videos that expose them for who they are. Why? Because they want you to believe that they're a lot bigger than they really are. Saul Alinsky's tactic of cause the enemy, which is we the people in this country, concerning those that want to create a new world order, which is no longer conspiratorial, you need to understand that they want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And that's exactly, by the way, what's going on with Joe Biden and Donald Trump right now. How many times I've reiterated the point, I've shown pictures, I played audio. Joe Biden did, at some points, friends, had zero, not one person in support of his administration. And yet the media wants you to believe that a majority of the people voted Joe Biden in. It is not true. There's major voter fraud going on. But going back to my point, friends, this is not the voice of the American people. Why are gun sales skyrocketing 76% like they never have before? That's the voice of the American people, and that's the voice they don't want you to hear. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell. It was also the same William Booth who said, if you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button, where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engine with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show with Tim Brown. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview, using the Bible and the Constitution as our only resources. Not to determine who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and who is on the narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday with Tim Brown and the Sons of Liberty Morning Show, 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I want to tell you what, friends, on platforms right now, on social media, you need to be careful of people that are trying to poison the well. I can tell you right now there's people that are saying that there's things in our government that are not there. They're making statements that are just untrue. I would challenge those people that want to make comments to go ahead and give us a call and hold it up against the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution, because therein lies your problem right there. You want to be some self-prescribed and self-identified philosopher. When in fact you know not a thing that you're talking about, go ahead and test your steel. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Also wanted to let you know, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. 13 to 15 articles combating the lies over there. If you want to subscribe to sonsoflibertymedia.com, do so. If a platform is pulled, always go back over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. We will be always on the right corner of the page, live, every day, 6 days a week, on sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can go ahead and click onto the picture right now where I am live. Join us on Top Chat. You can do the same thing over on beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com, we're on the front page over there. Click onto my picture and join us on Top Chat. Again, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We have Bill calling in from Kansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Yeah, I just want to, I'm a simple guy. I just wanted to ask a question. You know, everybody's counting ballots and voting machines and so on and so forth. And I was had a question that if I showed up in front of the SCOTUS and merely brought the Pennsylvania State Constitution with me to show them how election laws are chosen in the state of Pennsylvania, and then I showed where an unauthorized servant changed election law without authority, would that not be considered voter fraud? Therefore, they would have to forget about ballot counting and go straight to the legislator and have them produce their...
I'm with you. I'm tracking with you. Well, first of all, in what, 1878, they incorporated America. The people took the bait. They started operating as a corporation. So if you were to go up to SCOTUS, Supreme Court, and you stood in front of one of the judges without being represented by an attorney who sworn...
I mean, with the attorneys.
Okay.
I'm all legal with attorneys.
Okay.
And their simple case of fraud is that an unauthorized servant changed the law to the election without any authorization. Would that not, in fact, make that entire state's election fraudulent?
Well, of course. I mean, if I heard you correctly, of course. You can't just change law at will. The law's like the Persians and the Medes. It's not to be changed. We have common law in the United States of America. And by the way, Bill, a judge's job is to discover the written law, not to play the activist from the bench, to rewrite law, to play the legislator. That's not his job or her job. Their job is to simply play the referee on the field. And what they've done over the last how many decades in this country is because the American people have been desensitized and dummied down through the indoctrination going on in public schools for decades in this country. They feel that the people don't know the difference anymore, so they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do arbitrarily. And that's what they've been doing. Does that help?
Right. I think it does. Like it would be an easier way to go so that the American people could understand, oh, the governor changed the election law and their state constitution says that's the legislator's job.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be easy to grasp how they ruined their election.
Well, I think, here again, let me just go back to common sense. The problem is we've been allowing people to do what they've done. As they say, Edmund Burke said, they'll always do whatever you let them get away with. They've somehow conditioned the American people. They've entertained them out of their own rights. And by the way, tame derived from entertain means to basically pull them away from duty. That's what it means, to entertain them out of their freedoms. And that's exactly what's been going on. The American people are the government, but they've been taught by a bunch of individuals that want to control our lives, that can't even control their own lives, that they know better than we do, Bill. And the problem is they don't know better. As a matter of fact, many of these people that I talk to, the Constitution is as foreign to them as the Chinese language is to me and you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Oh, it is. So we are in a predicament that we put ourselves in, and we have to take responsibility. And it's not for us, my friend, to sit there and look at others and say, well, look what they did. No, it's time now for us, Bill, to take responsibility and right the wrongs. And that's my end aim here on the Sons of Liberty. I totally appreciate your phone call, and I hope I helped just a little bit. I got Dan calling in from Oklahoma. Hey, Dan, calling in from Ohio. What say you, my friend?
Hey, Bradley, happy belated Thanksgiving. But hey,
you too, sir. You too.
I got a wealth of information. I've been on the World Economic Forum website, and it is a treasure trove of stuff that people wouldn't even believe that is right out in the wide open. Number one, in 2016, the World Economic Forum spoke about a potential virus and how they needed to vaccinate the globe in 2016. This has always been one of their goals. And when you come on their website, I can't really cover everything I want to cover, but if you know, you start looking at their business partners, it's all five of the vaccine manufacturers.
Yep.
It's Facebook, it's Google, it's Walmart, it's Amazon. That's why if you notice the day after they announced the pandemic, oh, we got to get a vaccine. But also, where did all this plastic come from that they put up everywhere. Where did all this stuff come from? It's not like that this stuff was just manufactured before that day.
No, well, we've showed you on the show. You've heard it. We have audio and we have video. Obviously, I play audio for you guys, Dan. The fact of the matter that this has been pre-planned for decades in this country. As a matter of fact, if you go back to 1986, Ronald Reagan actually helped indemnify vaccination companies in case they were to harm individuals that received their vaccinations. Okay, that was in 1986. So they've been working at this incrementally through something called a siege in the Word of God, which is judgments, judgment upon a disobedient nation. And they obviously, in 2003, they came up with that television program called Dead Zone, where they were literally using every single word back in 2003 on television as to what they're using today, from coronavirus, from it was extracted from China, to chloroquine, to swab your mouth, to this is for your safety. I mean, everything that they were throwing out there in 2003 is exactly what we're dealing with today. And if you look at 2011, they reinforced their message through a movie called Contagion. And then in 2015, we had none other than Bill Gates, Mr. Depopulation himself, calling forth a virus that might attack us. He was conditioning the people. He was forecasting what he was going to do. And by the way, they always do if you pay attention to it. And then in 2017, you had none other than Anthony Fauci saying that there's absolutely going to be a crisis in the up-and-coming administration. So they've been calling this since day one. And then we had Celeste from the United Nations who actually told us that it's in the playbook right now when it comes to that of FEMA. So, again, this is all pre-planned. This just didn't break out on us one day, Don, and all of a sudden, there it is. I'm sorry, Dan, and there it is. Nope, they've been pre-planning this for a long time. But the American people were conditioned, and they took the bait as to believe that those people that were warning them of things to come that they're now dealing with in the present, that they were conspiracy theorists. How's that working out for you, America?
Right. In 2019, where they really decided to go with this great reset at Davos, Event 201 was hashed out of it. But also, Jared, Ivanka, Wilma Ross, the Secretary of Commerce, who was the head of the Rothschild Corporation, Secretary of Treasury, Mnuchin, who's Skull and Bones, they all attended. So they know this was coming.
Yeah, okay, but, let's go fast forward, though, Dan. So we know that they all pre-planned this. So the question that I have for 330 million people, and I've said this before, and I say it respectfully, I say this with a half smile on my face, Dan, you know, we know who the bad guys are. Why are 330 million people allowing these people to go ahead and assail them on another day? Because this is exactly what they do when you leave off justice, and it's exactly what's happening today. We're under attack today because we didn't take heed to the commandments of God in dealing with these corrupt individuals. And now we see another administration that promised us justice to drain the swamp. And who's been prosecuted? Not a one. But we do see a lot of political prisoners, corrupt politicians, being granted clemency by this current administration. We have to right the wrongs, Dan, and we have to magnify the Word of God and His law and hold it against those that are violating the law. And this is the message that I'm trying to get out to 330 million people. But the people, you have to respond, because, again, what are we talking about today? If you want justice, you're going to have to bring it yourselves, Americans. Just for the record, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court is denying the Trump campaign's appeal in its Pennsylvania case, striking another blow to the president's legal avenues to contest the outcome of the election. Ahead of two key Senate runoffs, President Trump says he'll be visiting the Peach State.
We're going to have a tremendous crowd. They're looking for the right site. Probably we'd love to take one of the big stadiums, but you can't because of the COVID. So we'll have an outdoor form of probably an airport. Most likely it's an airport. They're looking for the biggest space. And we'll have, you know, tens of thousands of people show up. But I think it's very important. And then I may go a second time.
The driving force behind Iran's nuclear program is dead after an apparent assassination. Iran's defense ministry confirming that he died after assailants targeted him with a car bomb and then shot him. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The UK is fighting back against big tech.
The United Kingdom will impose new rules next year to prevent Google and Facebook from using their dominance to push out smaller firms and disadvantage consumers. The code will be enforced by a dedicated unit within the Competition and Markets Authority, or CMA. The CMA wants to crack down on internet giants swallowing up smaller firms and is set to issue detailed plans in December. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
In case you had a little too much turkey and missed Jeopardy on Thanksgiving, late Jeopardy host Alex Trebek had a pre-recorded Thanksgiving message for fans.
There are many reasons to be thankful. There are more and more people extending helpful hands to do a kindness to their neighbors, and that's a good thing.
The brief message played during Thursday's airing of the popular game show, Trebek urging his audience to hold out hope amid the pandemic and other issues. He concluded by saying, "We're all going to get through this, all of this." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, we're talking about right now, if you want justice, you're going to have to bring it. It's exactly what our forefathers did. I just want people to be clear as to what's going on here. If you want justice, you're the ones that are going to have to bring it. And I'm talking to the responsible party due to the fact that when you read the preamble of the U.S. Constitution, it starts off with who the government is. It identifies who the government is. We, the people. You know, I'm humored when I hear people talk about leaders in our country. Can anybody show me in the Constitution where we have a leader outside of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? You read every preamble in the United States Constitution, it starts out acknowledging the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know, I just had some goofball that's trying to poison the well over there talking about how, you know, there's lines between church and state. Here, I want you to call in and tell me where there's lines between church and state. And I want to tell you where you got it from before you call in and stick both your feet in your mouth publicly. But if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, I would love for you to call in. You know where you got that from, brother, from another mother? This is how people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. You heard that through the mainstream media promoting fear and using fear to browbeat you into submission, into believing that you can't talk about the things of God when you're in a school or a public building. Why is it then that you have Moses and the Ten Commandments on the back of the Supreme Court? Why is it that we have Christian crosses over the heads of our fallen? Why is it that politicians, before they serve us, put their hand on the Bible, swearing to God and man that they'll uphold the enumerated laws found within? Read 1 John 5:2 when you get a moment. I want you to call in, and I want you to tell me where there's lines between church and state, the Declaration of Independence, the Bill of Rights, the U.S. Constitution, or any founding document. Now, here, let me tell you where you got it from. You got it from none other than Roger Baldwin, the head of the ACLU. He's now in hell where he belongs, by the way. He ate the fruit of his own ways. He was a communist. He said that the end of the American Civil Liberties Union is communism. Okay, and it's funny, these are the kind of people that will lead the way and bring everybody that agrees with them right straight into the hell that they're creating. There's a way that seems right unto a man, but the end is death. Know what you're talking about before you start dropping your uneducated statements on other people. Okay, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. Some of the stuff today's conservatives say, which are yesterday's liberals. I say they're yesterday's liberals because if you look at them and you see what they say, you'll understand why I call them yesterday's liberals. They're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Read Matthew 5:13 when you get a moment. We just got a phone call from my friend Dan in Ohio. Friends, understand, yes, we know who the bad guys are. We know who they are. We see them all day long. The media has conditioned the American people to accept the crimes of their politicians. That's what destroys a country, America. That's not what preserves a country. Again, judgment guards our liberty, and guess what we're missing, America, is judgment. We're allowing the bad guys to decide everything that takes place in this country. Let me say it again. Folks, it's time for the people of this country to right the wrongs. Read Isaiah 58:12. It's for us to take responsibility in righting the wrongs. America, you know who the bad guys are. We need to lawfully hold them accountable, especially if they're in government, friends. And I'm not softening the blow on those that are not. But I'm talking about those said representatives that we have. We don't have leaders. We have a representative limited government. And they derive their just powers from the consent of we, the people. So quit calling them leaders. They are not leaders. We have no king but King Jesus, period. Those are exactly the flags that were flying during the Revolutionary War. Appeal to heaven and no king but King Jesus. Not no king but King Donald Trump. Not no king, but King Joe Biden. No, folks, that's a distraction. We're ruled by law. Not no king, but the Republican Party. Not no king, but the Democratic Party. Folks, you have been fooled. And you've been stripped and raped of knowledge that preserves this country. There's no such thing constitutionally. 1-866-582-9933. Call in and confront me all day long. We have Jay calling in from Nebraska. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Good afternoon there, Bradley. I haven't called in for quite some time. I've been distracted, of course. Yeah, great show today. You know, If a person would just sit down and, like you said, study the Constitution, study the Bible, you'll see at the very core of both the Constitution and the Bible is the word justice. And then if you, especially the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8, and then the book of Isaiah, chapter 60, Jesus's mission and favored by God was to go out and do justice. And that's what Jesus.
That's right. That's right.
All throughout his mission,
he
set out to set the wrongs right. And that was an act of justice. And I'd like to ask this question from you. Because you're studied up, of course, of the Constitution as well as I am, and I have a background in economic law. Don't you think that the majority of these problems would never be able to happen if we didn't have unjust weights and measures and if we didn't have debt-based money that puts us in servitude to a lender?
And you know what? If you know more than me on this, then just go ahead and tell it for what it is, okay? But it's interesting when you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 5, and then you look at Article 1, Section 8, Clause 7, it talks about punishment for counterfeiting. You're exactly right. We left that. We used to have silver certificates on our money, friends, because it was backed by silver and gold. That's a thing of the past now. The American people have taken on a different system. as to how and what backs their money. Now we have paper money. It's fiat money. There's absolutely nothing behind it. But when you look at the U.S. Constitution, the fact of the matter is those that changed the system should actually submit themselves by the people to the punishment for doing so and in doing so. And the fact of the matter is we're far from what our forefathers established. And we need to get back to it. But, my friend, it is constitutional as to what you're saying right now. And, yes, of course, I totally agree with what you're telling me.
Yeah, you know, and that's what I fight with out here in Nebraska. And we actually have a website. We've written quite a few books on the subject. And, you know, if people just understand, you know, we once had sovereign money, which put the American people above our so-called representatives, like you say.
Who are subject to the bankers, by the way, who are subject to the bankers, and you know that as well as I do.
Yeah, exactly. So therefore, if you're beholden to a lender, you have to follow the rules of the lender, and therefore you lose your sovereign right. And so, you know, if we went back to a constitutional end, and I would add a biblical form of currency where you have just weights and measures, it would take the power back and the laws would change, because as it's basically a Marxist communist ideology to have a central bank and that much control over the people. We wouldn't have these social ideas coming in because it would be impossible with sovereign money. They would have to go to the people and beg them to make that happen.
Yep.
And now they just have a blank check and they put us all in bondage, or I call it economic servitude, which again is a violation of the 13th Amendment.
Then you have in 1913, what took place in the United States of America, Jay? 1913?
1933, they put out an edict and it was punishable up to 10 years in prison if you didn't turn in your gold. And which was yours, by the way, not theirs. And once they did that, then now you lost every right because of it.
That's right. And by the way, I appreciate this because this is one of those, you know, off topic but the same topic kind of conversations. And it kind of broadens the conversation a little bit. And I totally appreciate that. I wanted to add a couple things to what you're saying. Thank you for the call, Jay. And again, I love hearing from guys like you. I really do, because you add to the conversation in so many different ways. We're talking about if you want justice, you're going to have to bring it. Well, Jay just proposed another, category in which we need to deal with, friends, because he's exactly right. And Jay was making reference to this. When you go over to the book of Proverbs and you look at 22 verse 7, what does it say? It tells us right here. This is why the Federal Reserve, these bankers are offering so much credit, because they're enslaving the American people. When you read King James Version 22 verse 7, Proverbs, the rich ruleth over the poor. And the borrower is servant to the lender. And people need to understand in this country, let me just show you how corrupt America is. And I'm talking about your government. How corrupt the American people have tolerated their said representatives to take this country. Okay? I want you to think about this. Let's just go back to, for example, Barack Hussein Obama. He was a criminal. He's a foreigner. He admitted it. We have it on video. We played the audio several times. He said it. He said it several times. And by the way, so did his wife. Okay? He said it. Nobody put those words into his mouth. He said it for himself. That's a violation of the Constitution. Okay? It's a violation of biblical law, first and foremost, and then the Constitution. And that's exactly how it's supposed to be categorized. But it's interesting to note that he violated the Constitution over 1,168 times. The American people, 330 million people, watched him aid and abet our enemies. He committed the act of treason, Luke 22:48 and Article 3, Section 3. The American people watched him entertain America's enemies in their house. But this is the point that I want to make. That's just the tip of the iceberg with this criminal. What I watch, oh, and by the way, he was overseas calling for a new world order several times, just like his predecessor, George Bush Sr., over 212 times from the presidential bully pulpit, so this is nothing hidden. But what people need to realize is not one said representative in the United States of America, not a one, knowing all of the crimes that he was committing against the American people, filed for the articles of impeachment. Not a one. You're in trouble. So therefore, you have to take it back. Be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I am Naomi from Montana. Bradley Dean is going into the schools, enlightening our youth about important issues. He is also waging war in spiritual wickedness in high places. I want to encourage you to put aside denominational differences and stand behind this man of God, because divided as a nation, we shall fall.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Final segment. Boy, that hour just flew. I love it when you make it your show, friends. 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about if you want justice, you're going to have to bring it. Because nobody's going to do for you what God commanded you to do on your own behalf. And for yourselves, God, hey, you know, we grew up hearing this from our moms and our dads in some cases. You know, God helps those that help themselves. Well, it's really scriptural, because if you look at James 2:14-26, faith without works is dead. The body without the spirit is dead. You gotta, hey, folks, and you gotta understand that faith worketh by love. And if you really love God and you love your brothers and your sisters, you're gonna fight on their behalf. So we can remain a free people to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. Liberty is the right to do what the law permits, said Charles D. Montesquieu, along with John Locke and William Blackstone. They were the ones that established English common law in the United States of America. Not trying to complicate it, not trying to elevate myself into something that I'm not. I'm not. Listen, folks, I'm just here playing the voice piece. I'm putting the megaphone up to my hand, to my mouth, trying to get people to understand that we have to take responsibility for where we put ourselves, okay? And it's the church's job to right the wrongs. It's the, well, if you're going to call yourself a conservative, remember that's extracted from the Christ himself, right? He's the one that said you're to be the salt of the world. And what does salt do? It preserves. Conservative, right? Preservative. That's what we're called to do, is to magnify law, which Jesus did, and our friend from Illinois had brought it up. Read Isaiah 40, verse 8. Jesus came in to establish the law, not to abrogate it, not to diminish it or do away with it. He came to explain it. And if he came to explain it, it means that he came to explain it for a reason, that we need to understand the purpose, because Romans 3:31 tells us we're to establish it by faith. Of course we do. We don't lower the law and dim the light by man, by which man perceives his own guilt, but that's what the hirelings in the country have been doing far too long. And by the way, if I want to make the point there too as well, you look at the pulpits today with the hirelings in them. Again, keep in mind, they're the greatest advocate to the gay agenda, the homosexual agenda, to Muslim infiltration, to the crime in government, because the church is called to be the moral compass of society. How do you put that up against the fact that 86% of the people in this country call themselves Christians? Folks, it's a lack of Christianity. And keep in mind, nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself did. They were the ones that he rebuked, that crucified him. And they were the ones saying, we have no king but King Caesar. That's right. That's exactly right. And here we are today. When you read Isaiah 42:21, when you read going to the New Testament, Luke 8:10, Luke 10:7, what does it talk about? Magnifying the law of God against the crime. Read Isaiah 51:4. Read Isaiah 26:9. Not in that order, but that's just how it comes up, friends. We have to get back to God's government, because that's what has been established here. In God's government, 86% of the people in this country have allowed Satan's government to take way and to have way over God's government. You have it backwards. The gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Means the church is on the offensive, not on the defensive. And I say that to say this. Too many times when we have callers or we're talking to people, they'll magnify the crime. They'll magnify the bad guys and all the bad things that have been done. And I'm not castigating anybody here, but that's not our job. We should be magnifying the law against the crime, not the other way around. We've been conditioned to submit ourselves to corruption in government. We need to get away from that. And who's been advocating that? Who's been promulgating that message more than the mainstream media? Nobody. Why? Because they're as corrupt as the corrupt politicians, because they're working hand in glove to destroy what we know as America, one nation under God. Folks, if we want justice, we're going to have to bring it ourselves. We have to take the example from Bug's Life, which you can call it what you want to call it. But the fact of the matter is, remember when Flick stood up against Hopper? Hopper didn't know how to respond to it, did he? No. I'm going to give you another word of encouragement, friends, just so you understand. The media wants to belittle your voice. They want to ostracize you, to make you feel that you've been totally polarized, that there's no sense to stand up and do anything concerning the ills of society, the ills of the church, and the ills of the government. No, they're browbeating you into submission through what is not true. They want you to capitulate. They want you to turn and run in the day of battle. Psalm 78:9. That's not what Americans are made out of, friends. We don't take our counsel from our fears. No, we don't. And we fear the face of God here, not the face of man. And let me say this. As a famous preacher said, and I say it again, and I love it, and I remind myself of this continuously, friends. The fact of the matter is, God is willing to give the church what it's willing to fight for, but you got to first stand up and fight. And let me say it this way. What an opportunity the American people have. What an opportunity that we have right now to prove the very God that said, call unto me and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Oh, Bradley, that's the Old Testament. That's Jeremiah 33:3. Yes, it is. But it's also the same Lord that said in Malachi, He said that I am the Lord God and I change not. That's the Old Testament. Now let me go to the New Testament. Jesus said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. And the Bible tells us that the end of the book of John, that had all the books been written concerning the miracles of Jesus, there's not enough books in the world to do so. Folks, we got to get this right. And keep in mind, in Hebrews 13:8, the New Testament, I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can you imagine what God could do and would do and is willing to do concerning yielded vessels on this earth that are their only care and their only concern is to see His will be done on this earth as it is in heaven? And I'm not talking about religiously saying it. I'm talking about being a partaker of the divine nature. I'm talking about being joint heirs with Jesus Christ himself, where men find their faith in the power and the demonstration of the Spirit of God and not in the wisdom of foolish men, which the Lord said is foolishness in his sight in the book of 1 Corinthians. Come on! Look at the opportunities that we have right now. I got to say something to the men. I feel led by the Holy Ghost to tell some of you men, you need to stand up. You need to quit hiding out in the shadows. You need to get to the cross of Jesus Christ. And the way that you do that is you understand that you broke every single one of his laws and allow that law to drive you to the foot of the cross where it can do no more. And you put your faith in Jesus Christ and see what he won't do through you. And don't say, well, I'm not qualified. No, you're qualified. It's the ones that say that they're qualified. I'm here to tell you, you're not qualified until you realize that you're not qualified. He is the qualifier. Until a man becomes nothing, God can create nothing out of him. Charles Spurgeon says, before the Lord uses a man, he breaks him into 1,000 pieces first. Read Isaiah 66, verse 2. Read Psalm 51, verse 17. 34:15, read that in the book of Psalms. The sacrifices of God are a broken and a contrite heart, O Lord, thou wilt not despise. Read Exodus 20, my friends, and also read Galatians 3:24. You men, how many people listening to me right now, you've got a call of God in your life, and you're compromising, you got one foot in the world, you got one foot in the church, and you think that's going to be okay. I'm here to tell you right now that if you want to be an in-betweenite, you are sadly mistaken. Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or I'd have you cold. And keep in mind what he said right after that. He said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. He said, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten. He said, therefore, be zealous and repent. All, hey, listen to me, friends, and I know that this is a rhema word all the way in. All the way in, you're going to become a student of the scriptures. All the way in, break off from what you know that you're supposed to break off from and trust the living God. You know, one day my little boy was up on top of the stairs and daddy was on the bottom of the stairs and I looked at him and I said, jump, I'll catch you. And he was afraid and he kept grabbing the rails on both sides. And I said, listen, it's an offense to me that you don't trust daddy, just like it's an offense to God when you don't trust him and jump into his arms and trust him with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And as you do that, just like I did to my little boy, I said, let go of the railings and I want you to jump to daddy. God is not a man that he should lie. His word is immutable, unchangeable, and it's infallible. God cannot lie. He will not lie. And you need to break off from where you're at right now. And you need to go after the Lord. You need to hold on to his robe and don't let go. Read Jeremiah 29:11 through 13. You know what my little boy did? Just like I did. Oh, as I pulled my hair out. My little boy let go of the railings on both sides and he jumped to daddy. Was the Lord there to make a joke out of it and watch you fall all the way to the bottom so you destroy yourself? Absolutely not. Just like a daddy, I caught my little boy. I promised him I wouldn't let him go and I wouldn't let him fall, and I didn't. Now, if I, being a man, know how to keep that promise, how much more will God keep that promise? Get out of the shadows. There are people that are listening to me right now. You know you've got a call of God in your life. You need to get away from the compromise. Quit fraternizing with the enemy. There's also people listening to me right now. You keep playing. Listen to me carefully. You keep playing with that fire and you're going to get burned. You keep playing with that fire and you're going to get burned. Read Acts 20, verse 21 and Matthew 3, 2. Love you by what I do and I will talk to you in 23 hours for 2 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard. See.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding.
Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.